and welcome back to another episode of Mojo Share. I'm your host, Claire Oldham West. This week is going to be crazy busy. The children are breaking up for school and we're off to Spain. So what I thought I'd do different this week is just go back to the summertime. It hasn't been that long ago and it just gives a bit of a taste actually of how different things are in summer compared to autumn. I know that Halloween is just around the corner and there's going to be treats galore. And I just wanted to feel a bit of how the sunshine felt, just so I can prepare myself for this week's holiday. So sit back and relax, and I hope you'll get some inspiration from Emma. Emma is a super busy lady, and I think she manages well with the kids, being self-employed, and just keeping everything together when you're surrounded by all those lovely treats.
At the moment when I'm recording this, it's actually the summer holidays, and it can be a time where it just everything just goes to pot because routine's out and it's just everything's out of kilter, isn't it?
Yep. And I am an all or nothing person, so at the moment I'm trying to go easy on myself and look at this psychology, because I've realized I've always yo-yoed since I was about 14, really. Up and down, and I'm trying to look at the details as to why. And I'm really good when, say, my wedding or an event, I can lose weight and I have to have a goal. But then just for no goal, I can just slip, or if I'm stressed, and I'm just sick of it. I'm 40 in March and I'm just sick of doing, it's just so tiring. I have a wardrobe that ranges from a size 10, which I've not been in for a while, for years actually, to a size 20 after I'd given birth. And I just want to stay within a half stone radius, really, and you stop turning a blind eye. So you've picked a good week, really, because I've had some really big deadlines this month and I've just been in complete binge mode, really. So I'm trying to look at the psychology. I think I've just realized maybe our age, or maybe we're just learning a bit more as we're just getting older, or just everyone's learning more about psychology. And I've just realized that for me, it's some of it's a learned behavior, but some of it is, oh, well, I'm stressed at the moment, I know I'll lose it. Well, that's not good enough. You know, that's not good for people to just go up and down, because the knock-on effect is my family then. They know when I'm not feeling good. So I'm trying to look at, for me, I'm so tired at the moment, I'm not sleeping that well. So I need to do a bit more self-care, really.
And I think as well, when you've got children, you don't want to be banding the diet word around. You want to show yourself as a positive role model, don't you?
Exactly.
I think that can be pressure as well. And when you spoke about the psychology of it, I think for me at 43, part of me just kind of thinks at times, you know, stuff it, I'm gonna do what I want. It's almost like you know you rebel against yourself, and it's like you just end up being your own worst enemy. And the intentions are to get to goal, to be healthy, but with the best of intentions, something can just almost trigger me, and then I find myself just pigging out on food that at the end of the day, it doesn't make me feel nice about myself. It doesn't make me feel good or give me a good feeling. Initially, you get that rush, but it's almost when the event's done, the aftermath, you just think, why have I done it to myself?
So the trouble with me is, because I'm all or nothing, if I've had a bad day, then I'll just think, oh, forget it then. I'm on a, you know, I've just got today's a write-off. But then the amount, say you say that at midday, the amount I can pack away in that time, or the times that I've decided on Sunday, well, I'm just going to have one bad day and then it all starts tomorrow and Monday. But I could eat thousands of calories for the rest of that day. So that's not good enough. And I need to stop that mentality, really, because, you know, just because you've had that, say you had half a pack of biscuits, for example, like last week with these deadlines, I've had like half a pack every night and then it's gone to a pack and I've just thought, oh, I'm just going to have to write it off. Well, I've got to just learn that that's okay and just be kinder to myself, really, because I remember, because I know every blooming book and every diet I've been on, and I'm sure many people have, but I've tried them all. And one was Paul McKenna, which was brilliant years ago, but he said, you know, the worst addiction really is food, because food is everywhere. It's on every doorstep, every holiday, you know, everywhere you go. And actually, to be comfortable around food, I don't know, that's really kind of struck a chord with me, because with me having children, there is always treats in the cupboard now. And when I am in the binge, I can literally wipe the cupboard out.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Easter eggs, like I'll have one and then think, oh, well, I'm doing her a favour. My kids have got too many anyway. But I need to be comfortable around, because for the next how many years I'm going to have treats and be in the house. And yeah, because I've always been someone that I'm okay if it's not in the house.
Mm.
I just didn't ever buy it. But actually for the last few years, there's always been something because the kids have always got something, or it's been a birthday or... So, yeah.
It's hard to keep a house free of chocolate when you've got kids. One year when I was working from home, I fancied a bit of chocolate. And I think when I'm working from home, that does tend for me to be the day that I can get a bit stressed. And I thought to myself, there's no chocolate in the house, but I really want some chocolate. And it was around Christmas time. And I went and opened one of the children's selection boxes. I went and raided the selection box, but I didn't just have one bar of chocolate. I had all five chocolate bars.
That's exactly what I'd do. The self-sabotaging after is just, you're just so disgusted in yourself, aren't you?
To myself, what a terrible mum and stepmom to have like eaten your kids.
Yeah, but you know, my mum used to do it to us. So
really? Oh,
yeah, so I think, binge eating, I remember like my mum used to do Weight Watchers. So this is so interesting what you said about the children, because I don't call it diet. I call it healthy food. I'm on a health kick, or I don't ever say thin or fat. I say strong to my daughter because I'm so conscious of, you know. Mm. So I remember starting ballet at my daughter's age and my mum and dad laughing, saying, oh, you'll never be a ballerina, elephant. And I know parents at the ages were different, but you know, that started quite young with the backhanded comments and things. So I'm really conscious of that with my daughter, and she's already trying to hold her stomach in, and you know, and they've got even more pressure, haven't they, with all of social media. I mean, it terrifies me. So I want to do park run with her, and you know, just show her some actual positivity around moving,
definitely
exercise, because I didn't have exercise in my life when I was younger, and my parents didn't. So I'm trying to look into that, but I can't exercise if I feel rubbish. And I've realised, I think, don't they say, isn't it 80% the kitchen? So it doesn't matter if you went to the gym every night, if you're to have rubbish every day, apparently you won't do anything. So I have to be good for a couple of days before I try and go jogging or walking, because I just feel heavy and feel rubbish.
Yeah, so I think when you're feeling comfortable in yourself, trying to exercise, I mean, even putting the gym gear on can be a bit daunting, but
yeah,
for me, exercise is a mental mind game. So I know that if I am exercising, I don't go to gym, I don't burn off the calories and think, oh, I can have an extra Mars bar or whatever. Like, I know some people think that if they exercise a lot, then they can eat more. But for me, I work out because I know that when I'm working out, something triggers in my brain to say, right, okay, you're doing well, you're doing good, you're on plan, being good to yourself, you're healthy. Mm. So for me, when I'm exercising, I know that I'm in the zone. If I've been at work and I'm shattered, but I've been able to get to an exercise class or been able to get myself out of the door to run, I know that I'm in the zone, and that kind of like motivates me and pushes me. When I'm not exercising, I feel that I'm kind of doing it half-hearted, because I need the exercise to give me motivation to be healthy, if that makes sense.
That's exactly what I'm going through at the moment. So I've had the biggest deadline of my life. I've never had one as scary or as big or as exciting as I have in the last few weeks. I've really stretched myself, but it's meant that I've not done any running or walking. I met another mum because my youngest child's only two, so we can still put them in the buggies and go for a walk. We used to do about 5 miles, you know, when you're chatting.
Yeah, that's good.
It was really good, but that's all kind of stopped. But then obviously because of that, I've not coped very well with the deadline, because it's such a good stress release. And like you say, you feel better and you feel in the zone. So that's been my promise to myself today. My deadline ended tonight and I thought, I'm going on holiday on Saturday, so I'm taking my running stuff, and just to go for a brisk walk every day or something, because it's nice to have that time, isn't it, to yourself?
It is, yeah. And I think as well, when, I don't know, with walking, it's just, it's almost like a break, a release from,
yeah,
from reality. It's almost like a meditation. It's so lovely when you're walking with friends just to be out there in nature, and it's just calming, isn't it? Away from your iPhone and your computer.
It's so true. And I didn't make that link until the last few years. I like the gym, but I only like it if it's a class. But at the moment, because my son's young and my husband works for himself, I can't commit to classes at the moment. So the good thing about going for a walk or running is I just have to put my gear on and be ready for when my husband walks through the door. And then I can just step outside, and because I'm lucky, I only live like 10 minutes from fields. I'm not in the country, but I'm at the sort of the edge of my kind of village town, if you like. So I can go off into the fields or safely around the village. So that's my promise to myself, that I need to get back into it.
Definitely.
And drink more water. And I think as well, we know the steps, don't we? But we also know the
write a book.
Yeah, we know what we're doing. And someone said that to me, like, if you've always battled, you know more about food than anybody else. Like, we know all the secrets.
Exactly, yeah.
So I know I need to drink more this week, eat more fruit. And also one friend said something to me about 6 years ago and it really stuck. She said, you only need 3 days of being good to get where you are. And I found that, like, just the first day you're kind of half, you know, almost tricking yourself. And, you know, when you feel like you've really binged or you're really in the kind of, how am I going to get back to where I was? So I've just reminded myself of that today, that actually I can pull it back today and feel okay again by Sunday. Because I'm in that zone now of, oh, well, I go on holiday in 2 days. Well, actually, should I just start my holiday now? Well, no, because going for 2 weeks, if I was like that, and then it could go on for a month, couldn't it? If you think
definitely,
about it.
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
I'm reining it in.
Bless you. So in my Summers World class, I know there's a lot of people that just don't come during the summer holidays because they feel it's too much of a pressure. But for me personally, if I was to abandon my healthy eating for 6 weeks, it could take months to get back to get that mindset, which is why, because I've got an October holiday, and I generally do go abroad in October because I'm so fit, I can't stand it too hot, that I know that I've got that coming and I'm aiming to get into a dress. I'm focused, and the last thing I want to do is not be going to group, not be getting weighed and self-sabotaging. And although there's times that I need to be focused because I'm going to York or I'm going to Alton Towers and I know I'm going to be surrounded by lovely treats, I'm not going to think, right, that's it, then I'm going to binge for the whole week. There's just no point. So at the moment, you've mentioned you're going on holiday. Are you going to commit to a time when you get back and get back on track? Or what will your mindset be when you're on holiday? Will it be, okay, I'm on holiday, that's it, I'm just going to eat as many treats as I can because I'm with the kids?
No, what I've said to myself is, we're really lucky this year that we're going with my mum and brother as well. So there's quite a lot of ratio of adults. I'm hoping to get a couple of, I'm hoping to get an hour a day break for myself. So I've kind of said to myself that I'm going to get back into running again, whether that is walking. And so I'm really going to take small steps. So I'm still going to have treats, but I'm going to make sure that I have one treat every day. So, because we're going to Cornwall, so it will be the worst kind of treat. So it'll either be one treat, one day I'll have Cornish ice cream, the next day it'll be Cornish cider, the day after a treat might be a pasty, which I know how bad they are in Slimming World. But what I am going to promise myself every day is making sure I hit my water. I really love it when I put, you know, lemon and fruit in water and have a big jug in the fridge. So I'm going to try and get back into the walking and the drinking more water, eating more fruit, and letting myself have the treats. Because also, holidays are really special and they are once a year, and I don't want to be that misery guts. Not
definitely.
But I don't want to be that, oh, mummy can't do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that I want it to be, like you've just said, I don't want it to get out of control that I just completely binge and then I come back and I think, oh, forget it. I've got to keep it under control, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. So it sounds to me that you've got a nice time planned ahead. And
yeah.
I mean, what better place to go start your running back up again than Cornwall, because it's just absolutely beautiful. I wish you a lovely holiday and I hope you get time to chill out a little bit when the kids are there.
Thank you.
If you have any stories about comfort eating that you'd like me to share on the podcast, if you'd like to DM me on mojo.share on my Instagram page, I would love to read some of your letters out just to see how summer's been for you, how you found it. Has it been a difficult one? Maybe summer this year has been summer at Target and maybe you've lost dress sizes to get into the summer clothes that you've worn in 2019. And if you have, I'm so jealous. Without even having read any of your stories yet, I'm so, so jealous. So I would love to hear how summer in 2019 has treated you, how it's been for you. What is it like now? Now that summer's gone, we're in October and it's getting cooler. Are you thinking about what's been and gone, or are you focused on Christmas and getting into your black dress? What is happening for you? So do get in touch. I would love to just hear and connect with you and see how your weight loss journey is going. Are you a runner? Is this something that you've started? Have you done Couch to 5K? I would love to hear if you've found any trainers that are actually comfortable and a sports bra, because I've not been able to find any yet. So do get in touch and you will find me on mojo.share. I'm hoping by the time this recording comes out, I'll be on a lounge somewhere. I'll be nice and relaxed and hopefully I won't have killed the kids. So for now, take care and I'll see you next week.